This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, you can feel it. Oh, you can taste it. Oh, yeah. We can face it. See, there's not just an enemy transmission. There is a higher transmission from a 12th dimension. And I'm not just telling you this. This took decades of researching the enemy and what they know, what their secrets are, and what they're pissed off about. They cannot receive 12th dimension transmissions. The Holy Spirit is a 12th dimensional complete transmission from God. And I intended to come on air today and really unlock a major secret with people, but it was so big. I told my wife about it last night. It completely freaked her out. And I understand why it did. Because everybody already knows this, but if you do it, and if you, I don't want to call it meditate, but focus on this question. With the intent of love and justice and truth and wanting to save humanity and wanting to work for God, and you ask God not to give you things, but to open things up and simply say, if there was nothing before, how could there be nothing? Not just the mystery of the universe, the mystery of life, where we came from, but what if there was nothing? Well, nothing is still something. What if there was no God? How could there be nothing anywhere, anytime, any place? What would there be? Not in galaxies, not in dimensions, not in 12th dimension, not in first dimension, not in sideways dimensions, not in multiverses. And I understand everybody's probably had that thought or focused on that, but focus on that question to God. And you're going to then run into God. And the enemies of humans all know this. And they understand it. But it's in that question of forcing your soul up against the void or the black centrifugal hourglass that you will open the space-time continuum, the quiet place, the Most High. Now, the leftists see this and go, Jones is having a psychotic break. They make jokes about it. But then I get invited to the top Illuminati meetings, all of them, with the richest people on earth. And this has been a long time. I refused it many times. You know, the private wide-body jet is picking you up. We're having the ritual on this date. We want you to be there. We have the top 30 religious leaders there. We surveyed them, and they believe that you're one of the key people that needs to be there. They want you to take part in a ritual. Lucifer's actually good. We're going to fire the light beam and access it. I had three different world-famous people, world-famous, starting 20 years ago, 18 years ago, and 15 years ago, give me calls and ask me to go take part in this ritual in three different places in the world. One in Reykjavik, one in Peru, and one in southern England. So let the left run around and joke. They're just the gremlins, the minions. They don't know. This is 100% real. And these people don't have omnipresent control, but they are able to see almost into the future and have incredible powers of understanding just because they know this information. And I didn't know why in the space-time continuum all these years ago they were so obsessed with me, but you can see now why. But it's not just Alex Jones. It's all of you unlocking your minds to that transmission. The Holy Spirit is a spiritual broadcast. It is a transmission from God's mind and soul and body to you about plans that empower us and build a future in our development. The enemy plans will build incredible things, but all of them lead to destruction and annihilation. All right. I'm going to end this transmission, hand the baton to the guest host. He's doing a great job. Owen Schroeder is up in about 55 minutes. Infowars.com/show. I barely plugged today. We need funds. We got great products. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. There's no broadcast like this on Earth.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. You also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. What a great show today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from KateDalyRadio.com. Dr. Lee Merritt will be joining me in this hour pretty soon here. And let me tell you, we have a lot to talk about. She wants to give her consensus on what happened in Ohio and also the Wuhan lab leak. So many things to chat about today. You know, yesterday I was looking at, I just wanted to share this with you real fast because it was a thought that crossed my mind and I thought this is kind of strange. But number one, I wanted to share with you that there was yet another article from the Pentagon. I'm going to need a lot more caffeine and sedatives to keep up with the news cycle of the hardcore lefty communist globalists, because I tell you what, it's like whiplash every day. But we're getting all these new alien, and you know how I feel about aliens, please. Anyway, we're getting a lot more of the Pentagon saying aliens are in the perimeter, we think. Possibly. They're probably out there. Possibly. After all the years of denying, okay? And so, yes, they're playing the game pretty hardcore. Werner von Braun was actually probably right. Once they got rid of domestic terrorism, or not domestic, but just terrorism in general, you know, the creation of ISIS by Obama, that with their little matching tennis shoes and their little matching Toyota trucks, that once that burned out, they would use aliens. And you know what I thought about? Can I share this with you? I thought about the fact that since in the last two decades, since all of us have been strapped down with our phones close to our bodies everywhere we go, our little tracking devices, but we also have really good cell phones and really good video opportunities to take video now wherever we are for whatever event pops up. Don't you find it kind of interesting that all of those alien abductions of the guys out in the field sitting in their flatbed that got beamed up to the spaceship with the little green guys and anally probed for, like, let's say, hours? Isn't it kind of amazing that that hasn't taken place since we got cell phones with great cameras? Since we have the ability to videotape these people? Gee, I wonder. I guess, you know, when you look back and you look back at that little 110 fuzzy little flat camera we used to have, and, you know, you're trying to search for a camera if you saw some spaceship in the sky with little green people wanting to beam you up and probe you for hours on end for no particular reason at all and then dump you back in a field. I think it's kind of amazing that ever since we've had cell phone coverage with phones and video, really good phones, actually, like the Pixels would be pretty darn good to capture this, right? I haven't heard anyone say they've been abducted by aliens in the last 20 years. Makes one think, doesn't it? Makes one think. Yeah, the Pentagon officials, they claim alien motherships are out there. Just in the prim. I just wanted to share that with you because I hadn't really thought about that before. And I thought, wow, we are really in a strange place, are we not? We're really in a strange, odd world right now. But sometimes we just need to apply some common sense. Sometimes we just need to apply some actual reason. Not reasoning based on emotion. That's what the leftist, hardcore lefties do. But just reason. The minute we had the ability to actually film something with, you know, not 1950 technology, it doesn't happen. It's just gone. And here's the other thing I wanted to share with you, too. because this insight came and I thought I might have a different insight on what's going on with the banking. But it seems to me there's a whole lot of gaslighting going on. And when we have a lot of gaslighting and the press is not ignoring something, but doing the drumbeat of the bank failure, I thought, you know, they realized under COVID-19, all they had to do was say the word COVID or fluvid, and we would mask ourselves. For 3 solid years, there are still those relentless warriors out there saving the planet in the grocery store with the mask on, even though they don't even have a cold. And I'm watching. So rest, please. You've done your part. Please take off the mask, weary soldier. You've done your thing. Anyway, I was looking back at how quickly we fell for it, how much we decided that we were going to do on our own. All they have to do is do a little bit of a drumbeat of bank failure, and we would perform the run on the banks. They wouldn't even have to do any heavy lifting. We would trash our own economy. We would do it to ourselves because of the fear. The Silicon Bank only had 17 branches. We've had almost 5,000 banks go under since 1999. That's a whole lot of banks. How come that wasn't making the news like this is? I'm tired of being gaslighted. I'm tired of people telling me I have to be and live in fear every 5 seconds, right? But it sells. And yeah, we know that the economy at some point is going to go south. But wouldn't it be brilliant of them to realize that all they have to do is say the word and we do it to ourselves? Most of the country's conservative. Most of the country's going to listen. Most of the country's expecting this. We have a fake in the White House. We have a total fraudulent administration. We have all kinds of hooligans running the sham show. So, of course, all they have to do, because they've learned, we'll do it to ourselves. We'll close our own businesses. We'll lock down our own selves. We'll barricade our own selves in our houses. We don't even need direction anymore. We'll mask ourselves, even though it doesn't make sense. We'll put ourselves in harm's way and pony ourselves up for a shot. Why? Because they told us to. They didn't even give us any evidence to do it. They just told us to. So we're the willing soldier, right? We'll just do it. So this whole thing about the banking, is anyone out there saying, hey, almost 5,000 banks went under, 4,800 banks since 1999? We have to have some context here, right? They have to make it look like, oh, how are we going to solve this problem? Oh, it's not FDIC insured. How are we going to solve it? Good grief. There have been banks that have gone under. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It doesn't mean anything. You should actually always be buying gold and silver. You should always have cash in your home. You should always shore up and have food storage, no matter what, because we don't know what's coming next. And there are stupid enough people in this universe to go and do major runs on the banks so they would create an economic problem where, voila, of course, the only solution would be digital currency. It would be the only solution offered. Okay? So looking at this whole scenario, we have to resist the gaslight. We have got to say, you know what? No, you're not going to sell me on that, because I'm not going to go and do the heavy lifting so you can implement your little digital currency. South Dakota said no to digital currency in a lot of ways, but in 20 states, what they did was they passed the UCC code update, the Uniform Commercial Code update. When they did that, in the states, it looked like something innocuous, something that was no big deal. But actually, there was many, many ways. My state did this too, where they introduced the digital currency blobbity gook advisory board, you know, trying to kind of set up the train tracks even more so to infiltrate and get digital currency into each state. They're laying the train tracks right now. And what we need to do is be very, very, very vigilant in fighting this county to county to county. There's just over 3,000 counties, 3,100 and something, some change counties all across America. So what we need to do is fight that in our counties, fight that in our states. Are they using COVID bucks? What happened to all that COVID money, by the way? The states aren't talking about it. Have you noticed that? My state took in $105 billion and it disappeared. At first, there was a website for the money. Not so much anymore. So are they using that money for this? I don't know, but they are implementing They are putting train tracks down. We know it's coming. But you know what? I don't want to be the person that sets the stage for them to bring in their little so-called solution. Make them do the heavy lifting. See, if they do it this way, they're not the bad guy, right? We can't point to them like we could at the Depression. And by the way, that whole thing was conjured up. That whole thing was organized, manipulated. That Great Depression didn't just happen. It had to happen in order to solidify central banking that came in. The hoodlums knew exactly what they were doing, the criminals. So looking at this whole scenario, I just don't want to help them, I guess is my point. When we come back, I want to come back with Dr. Lee Merritt. I want to talk about so many things with Lee because she is a fantastic voice out there talking about the truth and health and everything else. And man, is she a fun guest. So we'll come back with her on the Alex Jones Show. But let me tell you, there's some things to think about. We need to apply common sense and reasoning, resist the gaslighting, and really look at things from a common sense point of view now. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm Kay Daly, your guest host for the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Today I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. You know, Dr. Merritt completed, her round with the United States Navy and served 9 years as a Navy physician and surgeon. She has been in the private practice of orthopedic spinal surgery since 1995, served on the board of Arizona Medical Association, past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Her great website is themedicalrebel.com. Dr. Lee Merritt was the one that helped me get my husband out of the hospital alive. The only reason I'm not a widow right now was Dr. Lee Merritt, and what a warrior she has been. You know, she has been in this fight since the beginning, telling people what they could do for their health. And, you know, you're not in a pandemic if it's so easily solved with vitamin C, D, and zinc. We kind of lose sight of those types of things, and we don't realize that in the common sense that I was just talking about, in that whole common sense place where you go, well, now wait a minute. This is not a disease if this can be handled so quickly. And my husband was out of the hospital he was out of the ICU in 3 days, out of the hospital in 5, and golfing on the night of the 5th day, all due to the efforts of these wonderful doctors who made that happen. Because I actually had access to them and could ask them, you know, what do I do in this situation? I leaned on good medical help. I leaned on really good doctors to pave the way for that and to make that happen. That was a big deal in seeing that for the first time and realizing that we were in a state of socialized healthcare and that this socialized healthcare had taken over and had been rooted in, I think in some ways we didn't realize when Obamacare came in, that it was going to be medical directives straight from the NIH, right, to us. Straight from the NIH to the doctors, who would not have a say in doctoring anymore. They would not be able to tell you what to do anymore. They would be given a list of things that they were to do. And that's what happened when they shifted to Obamacare, but people weren't talking about it. And if you've noticed, our own Republican Party won't say a word about it today. They don't say anything about the socialized medicine now rooted into America so deeply that if you go to the hospital, you feel like you don't have any rights anymore, and you feel like you have to take the medical advice from the NIH, because that's basically the blanketed new perspective that's going on in all the hospitals today. My guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks. I'm sorry. There's this weird lag. I don't know what's going on. I need a 10-year-old to help me with technology.
Oh, my gosh. The technology.
I don't know why my voice is lagging, so I apologize. I don't know what to do. I don't know
Okay.
So.
Talk to me about, Lee, talk to me about Ohio. What was your take on Ohio, on the chemical spill?
Well, you know, it's like so many things. We're told something that's just a stage show, okay? Because this is problem, reaction, solution. The solution they wanted to is they really want to control the food supply. What's in Ohio? Fabulous farms. You know, you go downstream of that spill and you go to the Amish farms and things. And this is a plantoxic-demic kind of thing. You know, they had a movie 2 years before. It came out in 2022. And I don't know if you saw it, but there's a scene in there and it shows this big, it's called White Noise. And it's exactly about this. In fact, some of the people that played in the movie that were extras were from East Palestine, Ohio. In other words, they filmed it right where they did this. And this is like unbelievable predictive programming. So they filmed it in Ohio. They had this huge black cloud in the movie. The two things, after I watched it about a week after the Ohio spill, and by the way, I came out early on and I said, don't panic. Don't set your hair on fire. This is not the toxic mess they're telling you. This is, they've got paid actors. They've got a program. I went through the manifest. I looked at the chemicals. I said, it's not going to be the long-term ecologic disaster they're talking about. Not to say there isn't a short-term issue, especially for the local people in East Palestine, but that's going to get cleaned up. This happens all the time, especially apparently in Ohio. And then I had Colonel Chambers, Lieutenant Colonel Chambers is a friend of mine. He was on the ground. I said, am I right about this? Because everybody's running around with their hair on fire. And I'm telling them, no, it doesn't make sense. This is the chemicals that are in there. They're going to go away. What's this going on? And he said, and I said, I think it's a land grab. He said, that's what's going on. He talked to the Amish farmers. He talked to the farmers and the ranchers. And I asked him specifically, you know, it's easy to fake saying you have a dead cat or something. I mean, are there animals dying? And he said, no. He says, I'm downwind from it. There are no animals dying. I asked the farmers. I asked the ranchers. That's not true. Now, again, if you let your cat run up and drink the stuff right around the train, possibly. But I don't think it's happening, you know, like they're telling you. So what's it about? Well, it turns out that they've been trying to take the land there. There's a lot that is extremely useful farmland, lots of mineral rich stuff underneath the ground. Okay. And coal and oil. And the EPA goes in and keeps trying to shut these people down from making a living and from doing their thing. And what Colonel Chambers heard everywhere he went, they said, the EPA keeps trying to take our land and we're not leaving. That's good. But this is, so back to the movie. The movie shows this, it shows the wreck and then it shows this cloud. And I said, you know, they love visual symbols. Remember the picture of they wanted to show you like that blue spiky ball that they got everybody afraid about SARS-CoV-2. Oh my God.
CGI.
You know, and that's all CGI. It's all, we're living in a CGI world. Well, this movie, you know, what actually happened is right out of the movie. What did they keep showing us in the? They showed us that black cloud. How long did that black cloud really last? Okay, it couldn't have lasted that long. But they kept showing it and showing it and showing it. And in the movie, that's the first thing I remember is that huge black cloud that's hanging in the sky. And it's got lightning coming out of it. Now, this guy in that movie, he's supposed to be a college professor. And he gives this, the other thing I remember from the video is this creepy lecture he gives. And he's in his classroom, and this is just before the spill. He's in his classroom, and he's in a black robe like they wear, the Oxford professors wear. Now, nobody in America wears stuff like that. But he's in this lecture circuit, and he's got this black robe on, and he's talking about Hitler. You've got to throw Hitler in here. I mean, it's like he's an expert on Hitler. And so then he's in this classroom, and there's the movie, you know. He's in there, and he's talking, and he's in this black robe, and at the end of the movie, he keeps leaning forward and saying, death, death, death. I mean, it's crazy. It's so melodramatic. Right. So, and at the end, what do they tell him? Well, he doesn't know, he's not sick. He's not sick in any way, but they tell him he's probably not going to live as long if he hadn't gotten exposed. Now, you see, this is all about, you know, fake toxic stuff.
Yeah. We're gonna head to a break on the great Dr. Lee Merritt's on with me. The website is themedicalrebel.com, themedicalrebel.com. She always has so much to say, and I love that about her. And, of course, we'll come right back. We'll talk Wuhan. We'll talk all kinds of things in this hour on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals, turmeric toothpaste, and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. My guest is Dr. Lee Merritt today from themedicalrebel.com. She's been so instrumental in helping people understand their health, especially during these 3 years. And also, I always like to talk to her about all kinds of subjects in the news because she's always has so many different intriguing takes on it. I love that about her. So I just wanted to talk about banks real quick with you. What do you feel is going on right now, Dr. Lee Merritt, with all the banking headlines?
Well, it's part of the multidimensional war against humanity. And I just think we need to wake up. You know, we keep thinking we're just lurching from problem to problem in America, and it's Biden's administration or it's something. No, we're in a global war against humanity run by a very few people at the top of a pyramid of power. And it's all connected. I mean, this, the Ukraine war, everything is connected here. And so the Ohio spill is coming after our land and coming after our food supply. Cattle, you know, this had to do with the fact that the Amish farmers won their court case, and you can't force vaccinate people's farm animals anymore. Okay, in Iowa, they're coming after our chickens based on false PCR tests that you know, and stacking chickens in these horrendous, you know, tight spaces and treating them bad. And then when they get sick, they say, oh, it's avian flu. You gotta get rid of all your chickens. So millions of, this is why your eggs are $8 a gallon, a dozen or whatever. And now the banking collapse. You know, come on. I personally think the, if you want to call it the deep state, I refer to it as the Khazarian mafia, but the overlords or maybe the Uber parasites, they're desperate. I really think they're running out of money. You know, I noticed this first, not just because the whole banking thing is happening, but I noticed it at the Super Bowl halftime show. Now, that sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, we've had these really satanic, I mean, I almost quit watching these shows because we've had all these really satanic, you know, halftime shows, the all the red costumes and the lights and the symbolism and they were really over the top money. Now, this time, yeah, they had the red satanic kind of outfits, but it was kind of not very impressive. They didn't spend a lot of money on this. I thought, wow, this is a low budget production for them. Hey, maybe that's good. We're running out of, you know,
I was just going to say, on a side note, you know, the Oscars, it was funny that they kept saying, oh, 15 million people watched. People don't realize that 30 years ago, they had 55 to 78 million people watching, and we're clear down to 15 million now. Those are the only people that actually will eat that kind of show up, the Oscars, and watch it all the way through. And I thought that was kind of amazing. They never talk about that in the media, how low the numbers are. But I hope we realize that the majority of Americans that used to watch those that kind of crap-filled show isn't watching it anymore. But that's on a totally side note. So.
Yeah, no, that's right. And those 15 million are probably either in nursing homes in front of the TV,
right,
or they, or the airport, you know, in a wheelchair on their psychometric drugs, psychedelic drugs. Anyway, you know, I mean, it's crazy. Or they're in the bundles, you know, they had to buy the bundle and they might as well just watch it. You know, this is, we live in a CGI world. And and that's the other thing is that when you really wake up to what's going on, it's much worse than we thought. But there are good things happening that make me think somebody in the background with us waking up is taking the world back. For example, the halftime show was kind of mediocre, and they're just not – I mean, I think a lot of this is like – it's like a caged animal, like an animal in the corner. And now they're really fighting. They're throwing all the stops out, these ridiculous things. But it's not working. It's really not working. One of the things I got an inkling about is in China, you know, the big thing in Ukraine is the center of not just the money laundering, but of sex trafficking, human trafficking of all sorts, and body parts. Okay. People don't realize that drugs are the kind of the lowest on the payroll of illicit substances you can run. What really is the big thing is body parts. That is the most expensive money. I mean, that is the biggest money to be had, from adrenochrome probably on the top, and then, you know, liver transplants, pieces of you. And what's happening in Ukraine is kind of a desperate effort. They have the Mozart group over there harvesting body parts on the battlefield. These Ukrainian mothers are wondering where their sons' bodies are. They got killed in the war and they can't get the body because it's been cut up. Now, what the good news here is that China has all these transplant hospitals sitting empty. Why are they sitting empty? You know, we hear about the housing bubble in China. It's really not a housing bubble. As my friend Mitch Gerber said, he's been watching this and trying to help the Falun Gong not be harvested for 20 years. And he suddenly said, these hospitals are starting to sit empty. I said, that means somebody is cutting off the trafficking, the ability to do this organ trafficking. Because what was happening in China is that you had all the Uyghurs, the Falun Gong, the Buddhists, the Christians, all the people that they didn't want around. They were taking a certain percentage of them and putting them in these enclosures that look like our hog enclosures in Iowa, except they don't have the big fans. Okay. And they would keep them there and they'd blood type them. And then when somebody needed some rich person needed a liver transplant from England, they could call up and they'd come over and they'd be live transplant from some, and they particularly liked Falun Gong organs because the Falun Gong don't drink, don't smoke. They get out in the sun every day. They live a healthy lifestyle. They know those are top quality organs. This is what's been going on, and we have not been paying attention for decades, right? This has been going on for a long time.
Too. They started this in World War II. The Japanese were doing this. And then what did we do? We didn't condemn them for any human right violations, like we always tend to use as an excuse. What we did was we wanted their data. We wanted their data.
That's right.
So we went and got data. Scary times.
That's exactly right. And you know, I'm sure on the German side, same thing. So bottom line here is that things are happening in the background that make me think that the system is coming down. I mean, you're also hearing people speak out about stuff. The banking, see, they still control some banking. Whether you want to call it the cabal or the deep state, we have to quit thinking in terms of international, like, we're not in a world, and we probably never were in this world, where we could say China bad, you know, America good, Russia bad, England good. That never was it. Okay. It was always that there was a group of people in charge, and all the small people throughout the world were the victims. And we have to realize that we need to quit fighting among ourselves and realize it's the Uber lords, the Uber parasites we need to take out that have lied to us about everything. But we've been seeing this go now for quite a while, and I think we're seeing some of this break down because, you know, you're just suddenly information's coming out that we never saw before. Even about little things that we, you know, are hearing about. People, I never heard people, for example, who got interested in the Nuremberg codes before, okay? And it turns out they don't quite have it right, because the Nuremberg code was made up by us in order to hang the Nazi doctors for doing exactly what we actually were doing also in research. You know, we were doing malaria studies. We were doing those things. So, but nonetheless, we're hearing a lot of stuff about, you know, technologies that we didn't know about. And so I think that we're making progress, and I think that you're hearing now a lot of disinformation, because that's the only game in town left. You know, the banking is an attempt. But again, I'm having actually Kristen Ragusan is her name, but she wrote a book about the end of scarcity, and she talks about local script. In other words, you don't have to be depending on even the big banking systems. We think we're dependent on these big deep state systems, the medical system, the banking system, the three big networks. Well, the first thing to go was the three big networks. And now COVID has caused people to say, I'm getting out of the medical system. You know, I feel like I have fled the medical death cult, you know, and I find that when people, and I kind of am a small town doc still, people come and just always, you know, call me up for help. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, it's very rare now that I use antibiotics, because I know what we can do other than that. We're learning so much that we can take our world back and don't have to play in their sandbox. And it's in the banking system too. But I would, in the short term, you know, I think even my little town banker, okay, when I asked him, did he think this was related to the crypto guy going down? He said, absolutely. So he knew. He knows what's, you know, it's related. It's a long-term play here.
We're going to come right back with Dr. Lee Merritt. Let's talk about some of the things you've been reviewing in medicine, too, because I'm always interested to know what you've been researching and doing. Come right back on the Alex Jones Show. My guest is Dr. Lee Merritt. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. My guest is Dr. Lee Merritt, of course, and what a warrior she is, can I just tell you. So smart. And I also just want to mention, I've been doing a lot on copper lately, realizing what a desert of copper we actually are, how glyphosate targeted the removal of copper in our food supply. And with copper, you can, you know, do so many things. And in your body. And it's amazing to me how many things we just never knew, how many things over the course of the last 120 years we just haven't known. But the sense that I'm getting from people is they are making sure they have supplements in their home. They're making sure that they are taking care of their own health now and looking to it more than ever. I have never seen the concern that I've seen in this 3 years. And maybe that's kind of backfired on those that wanted to run the COVID-19 hoax to basically say to us, you know, I don't think they realized that we were going to be this invested in our own health. And so I'm happy to see people take care of themselves and make sure they have enough in their, under their roof to cover shortages coming or cover whatever is coming. But what have you been researching, Dr. Lee Merritt? Because I know you're always on the hunt. You're always looking at our health from so many different angles, and I always appreciate that about you.
I think I've said this, but I have said to extract yourself from the system, you have to get out of the lies. And the biggest enabling lie here is that somehow we are getting sick because of viruses. It turns out that is the enabling lie. But what is really a big one is what what they're doing to us is an electromagnetic attack, okay? And if you look at what are they finding in these vaccines, for example, they're finding networking things. I have a picture from Dr. Duncan and through Maria Z down in Australia, and it shows in a Pfizer vial an actual, it looks like this thing expands over a time-lapse photography. It's a black kind of square thing. Nature doesn't make square things, so it shouldn't be in there. And it looks like an old Intel CPU, okay, but it's microscopic. We're finding they want us to eat bugs. Why do they want us to eat bugs? Because bugs are made of chitin, and they make this bug flower, and chitin is a photonic crystal. So what they're doing is putting things into us that then respond to wavelength. I really think that's the issue. And quite frankly, the reason to convince us that they're doing all this genetic modification is to make us hopeless. You know, if you think your DNA has been modified and you've taken an injection and you can't get out of it, that's really, like, depressing. And even doctors, you know, you don't like to look at things that are too psychologically debilitating. So if you believe that you might have screwed up and changed your DNA and killed your children and your patients and everything, you're just not going to look. You're not going to get, you know, it's easier just not to look. So I'm saying,
and had we all along had copper in our diet to the extent as the master mineral, it would have detoxified these things out of our bodies. But we're just saying ducks, because then this stuff comes into our bodies. We have no way to do it, but we still can do it. We can still get rid of it.
We can do it.
Can't we?
But copper does seem to be the magic juice in all sorts of ways. I mean, you know, the Havana syndrome, where they used basically microwave or some kind of wavelength attack on our ambassador people down in Cuba. Well, DARPA figured out that if you take little, and this is some guys at DARPA, I'm sure it's not their official policy, but if you take little circles of copper and you put them over your temples, which is your thinnest skull bone, you know, you put them over your temples and you connect them to things that's grounded, that protects you against that. So they've been looking at copper in all sorts of ways as a protection to direct energy weapons, but it also, when you're deficient in copper, you're more sensitive to these photonic crystals and to wavelength. So you're right. Copper is essential. And in medical school, you know, look at organized medicine. Everything they taught me over my lifetime has been wrong. They lied about vitamin D. They lied about vitamin C. They lied about copper. They made you think. In fact, do you remember? I think this is one of the funniest episodes during COVID. Fortunately, we had a little restaurant bar area. We could still go, not wear masks, and you know, enjoy a nice meal and have a drink. So this was that day they had this news item. And it was my state, but this was in multiple states, where they wanted to outlaw those copper mugs for Moscow mules because they said people might get too much copper. And I said, and without knowing anything more about their motive, I thought, this is just insanity. So we went promptly out and had Moscow mules at this bar. I mean, they said, this is insane. You get, you know, you can take more in your vitamin than this. What are they talking about? But you see, it's a war on copper. And there's an even uglier point about copper. I just did a lecture on electroculture. Years ago, in the 1920s, they knew that copper tools like copper hose, copper plows, copper brass could increase the yield in the field. And when you use iron equipment, it decreases the electrification magnetism in the soil somehow, and they don't grow as well. So copper, now the electroculture use copper antennas, copper wire, and you put the electrification back in the soil, and you can get bumper crops. And our government stifled that in 1940.
In the Bible, they wore copper bracelets, right? In the Bible, they wore copper bracelets. We've got a long history with it. And if anyone wants it, FIQ products are on my website, katedalyradio.com. You can go get them. But it's amazing to me that we don't know about it and doctors don't talk about it. All of these doctors in socialized medicine will not. Yeah, they don't know what to say about it. Amazing.
We have been completely bamboozled. The medical system has been lying to us forever. And that's why my approach now is getting back out of the medical system, and one of the big lies is we have to make a precise diagnosis before we can treat you. Look at how many people spend so much money, and they run around from doctor to doctor and specialist to specialist. They get an MRI and a CAT scan and electrical studies. They get all these different studies. At the end of the day, they still don't know what's going on. Or here's my favorite. See, doctors think that if we if we can tell you the symptoms, let's take here's a perfect example of the problem we have. So you have a neurologic problem, and I take a look at you and I say, oh, we've got these symptoms. You've got this symptom, this symptom, this symptom. Let's get an MRI of your brain and spinal cord. And when you come back, I say, oh, you've got these neurologic symptoms. We've got an MRI of your brain and spinal cord. It shows these plaques. You've got multiple sclerosis. Now, that makes you think that we know what we're talking about and that we know what multiple sclerosis is. And so for years, this is what we've done. For decades, this is what we've done. We even did some CSF studies, and you got oligoclonal bands and different tests they used to do years ago. The bottom line is we don't mention causation.
And they always say genetic. Now, they say it's somewhere in your genetics because they don't know what else
right.
to say.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you what it really is, okay? Because when I was in medical school in 1976, one of the unusual factoids was that we were taught was that if you have an increased risk of developing multiple sclerosis if you have a lap dog under the age of five. In other words, if you have a house dog that gets mm-hmm. close to you and sits in your lap under the age of five, it increases your risk of MS. Why would that be? Okay, here's the answer. The answer is, and this is thanks to Dr. McDonald, who's a pathologist who did 10 autopsies on multiple sclerosis patients. 100% of them had parasites in their brain and spinal cord corresponding to those plaques. Now,
is there any test that would pick that up? Is there any test that would pick that up? Would an MRI ever pick it up?
We could have probably biopsied or done autopsies, but the point is we never looked. There's a joke in medicine, WNL, right? And it means it's supposed to be within normal limits, something you say about labs, WNL. It's actually we never looked. So people have accepted, my point is in modern medicine, we have accepted diagnosis by just description. That's fine to give it a name, but don't think they know about causation. They're lying to you. They don't know about causation on so many things. So now it's appearing that so many things are parasites. Another one is autoimmune disease. Why does hydroxychloroquine work for lupus and rheumatoid arthritis initially and then stops working? Because it's parasites, and it's treating the parasites at first, but they're not cycling it right to really get rid of the parasites. So I will tell you, as I've taken a step back in modern medicine, I said ancient medicine didn't do a lot of diagnosis. They just did treatment. They said there's only two treatments in ancient medicine. It was purification, get right with God, and detoxification. Now, virus in Latin means toxin. Okay, and you know these Uber lords, they know what these words mean. It's toxin. It doesn't mean a little flying unicorn that comes out of my mouth and goes over to you and makes you sick. So we have to get back to ancient medicine. Now, we know some other things, but my advice to people is, and I've learned this, that when patients come to me with problems now, just because I'm the local, you know, community doctor kind of in some ways, that I don't go to the pharmacy right away. I don't do the things I used to do because now I realize there are only certain things that matter. And so I tell them, listen, Here's the five things you need to do to just maintain your health. And one of them is, the first thing is, you need to eat clean. And part of it is, you need to source food, not in the grocery store necessarily. Everybody needs to have a garden. I would recommend looking into electric culture. Get your beef sourced locally. And so eat clean. Don't eat, as Jack LaLanne said, if man made it, don't eat it.
Yes, so yes. I so appreciate you.
Eating, you get rid of parasites, detoxify yourself. And no EMF, get rid of EMF damage and supplement deficiencies.
Thank you, Dr. Lee Merritt. Thanks for joining me on the Alex Jones Show. You're amazing. Thanks. Really appreciate you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.